rocket, which is dope.
Yeah, no, dude, it's been a long fucking time since you've been rocking some earrings, my dude.
Yeah, a long time, and that's why I want to. That's why I bought some, because I was like, well, I got the holes, fucking, they healed. I mean, I'm good. Like, why have the holes there, not wearing nothing?
Yeah, dude, if they haven't healed, fuck it.
So I bought some pretty dope earrings. I'm waiting for them to come in. They should come in like, I'd say next week.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Like, in 7 days, I should have them, and fucking.
And you just been all Fashion Nova?
Not with the earrings. The earrings, I went through this thing, I think it's called IGT something. I don't know. But this whole
thing. What, IGTV?
Not TV, it's something.
Like a little ad.
Yeah, it's something, but they're pretty cool. Obviously, you know, they're not gonna be like real. Like, the diamonds ain't gonna be those. Like, I mean, the way I look at it is, bro, if you're not spending thousands of dollars, they're not real diamonds.
Dude, most.
I didn't spend thousands of dollars, so they're not real diamonds. Like,
I mean, dude, most people that be flossing, it ain't real. You know what I mean? No. I mean, ain't no shame in that, I don't think.
If it look good, like, if it have a good.
If it looks good, bro, rock it.
And you paid money for whatever that's on you?
All my,
what does that matter?
All the jewelry that I do have and have had has been fake. Or just gold-plated, which is basically fake.
But, yeah, it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what's wrong with it?
No, I'm sorry. I don't see nothing wrong.
I'm sorry, I'm not a celebrity. I'm not a rapper. I'm not a comedian.
Only way I'm spending 20 bands on some jewelry is if I got 100 still in the bank or something.
Hey, if this podcast blow the fuck up...
Hey,
if this podcast blew the fuck up, and I get some. If we get some bands in our pockets, maybe I'll think about it.
What's
and
up?
That's even maybe.
What's up, y'all? Put in. We can get some Just Trash chains. Ooh,
some better fucking mics. You want to hear some shit better? Like,
the mics is killer. The mics is killer. That's why we got to get another one of these right here, and then we can both be like right here with it, and it sounds real good right here. Like, watch. Yeah, really. Like, watch. Here, check it out.
Let me see this.
Like, sit back. Like, you like,
yeah.
Keep like talking. This. You know what I mean? It sounds good, right?
It sounds good. Cool. But then, it does sound like.
But then you get up, like, you know, like, what's up with it? You know what I mean?
Right,
it
here?
Sounds real good. Real
right
good.
Oh, it does. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Oh, it does sound way better, right?
I told you.
Yeah, we need to get another one of these.
I told you. And we can go neutral and we can do music off these bitches.
Oh, we need to get another one of these. How much are these?
$89.
Oh, we need to get another one. We need to get another one of these. And we need to get a mic, too. You want to see our faces? You want to see our faces?
Not a mic. A cam. Nah, the camera is going to come soon. It's not going to be as soon as I'd hope, but pretty soon I will start recording these and posting them on YouTube as well. As in the last episode, you already heard, spread my wings. The boy, flapping. I'm up there with the Eagles and the Falcons. You hear me? But once I settle into the new pad set, I'm about to get this nice little corner set up for the stew. Oh. That and then, you know, I'm trying to get like an angle, you know, we'll set up right across from that with a camera, bro. That way you guys can see us finally.
Have a face to the sound.
Have a face to the voice.
Exactly. So my thing is, right, should we, because off camera, because it's been a minute since we filmed part one, should we get into, because I thought it was an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Of your shroom story.
Oh, yeah. Should on we, my first you, bad trip.
I thought, dude, it was, you got, I feel like you have to be, especially now that I'm bringing it up. I'm sorry to put you
yeah,
on the bus,
get into
but
it,
dude,
bro.
It's a good.
We can get into it, bro. Ask away.
Just started off similarly to how you told me.
All right, well, it was super good, super normal trip, dope shit, you know. Yeah, taking the shrooms. We usually take the shrooms like as we start going up, you know, and then they'll start kicking in by the time we get up to like Prather and shit. You know what I mean? And then like as they start setting in, that's when we'll like cop some beers and shit like that, and then we'll fucking pop the other ones. So you take some on the way up, wait about 45. And you pop the other ones, and because that's when it all starts setting in. But you just pop the other ones, so it's the full ride. So like, you know what I mean? Like you take the couple, you start to feel it, and you take a couple more, dude. And then like as those other ones set in, the other ones just back it up, so it's a clean, smooth ride, dude, through the caps and the stems. But yeah, dude, like it was fucking like, you know, usually we just go up, mop around a bit, you know, fucking check out a creek or two, you know, just really feel the vibes. And then I mean, we don't fucking go too nuts. Like, it usually, I haven't, you got to take a lot to get like a full 8 hour trip. I've only done maybe like a 4 to 5 hour trip. But, I mean, it was pretty sick, man. But like, you know, we're up in the mountains, we're fucking mobbing around, dude, and I start peeking, dude. Like, I'm really starting to feel it. And I've never caught in the trails, the, you know, you wave your hand, you see the trails and shit. I've never seen that. Never seen the trails. I've seen lights get brighter and shit like that. Like, you know, when, like, you squint your eyes and you look at street lights and that shit's all like,
kind of like how, like, if you've been swimming, like, you know, when you're a kid and you swam in a chlorine
pool all day. And it was too much chlorine.
Yeah, and then you, like, look at lights and they kind of have, like, those little, like those little lines in them. Mm-hmm. Like, almost like little streaks in the lights. Yeah, kind of like that.
You know, that's, oh, fucking, I don't know. But yeah, just like that, basically. Okay. But, like five times more.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it's not just lights, it's, like, colors.
But that's as far as the extent of, like, tripping out with your vision went.
No, not really, dude. So, like, instead of trails, I was seeing lasers, dude, like, just in the sky or, like, just in my hemisphere of what is me.
And now,
like,
what you said earlier kind of reminded you somewhat of, like, I don't know.
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs. If any of you have seen it or have not seen it.
It's comb the desert.
Comb the desert. They ain't found shit. If you haven't seen that movie, it's a Mel Gibson film. I highly recommend you watch that.
No, man, like, I just seen lasers, like, I was in light speed, like, I was Han Solo in the Millennium Falcon, bro, just like, like, just fucking.
Because you're, I would say, what, your cousin
is, Trav.
He's driving, that was the whole thing, right?
Oh, dude, no, he was whipping, check it out, like, me and him were, like, peeking at the same time, and he's behind the wheel, I'm in the back. We got the uncle in the front, and they got a female, a little bad baby in the back, you know, or in the front, I should say, in the middle. And beer's flying everywhere, dude, and, like, the light is fucking, like, reflecting off the beer in middle of the air, and it's just, like, a weird dynamic into the lasers, and I was tripping hard, dude. And he's just floor-buying, dude, across any terrain, like, you know, fuck it, dude, if we go off a cliff, it is what it is. Like, that was the type of drive we, like, that he was taking. Like, he was hitting donuts over wood stumps and shit. Like,
he was getting
it. He was fucking getting it, dude. Like, terrain, never heard of
is
it.
Is this in his Silverado?
Yeah.
He has a nice Silverado.
It's a nice one.
I like it.
It's a nice one, yeah, for sure.
I do like it.
That bitch can withstand. But, dude, so we're fucking, we were getting into it, man, and we've, all right, check it out. The funny thing is, too, man, that night when I first started, like, feeling the shrooms, and we just kept, like, mobbing around like crazy, I was like, how does the truck feel about this, dude?
In your shroom mind.
I was like, how, like, we're just beating this truck up. How does the truck feel right now? And that didn't get brought up till later. So we're all fucking mobbing, dude, and this dude starts doing his fucking donuts in the sand, going over logs, fucking stumps and shit. Then he just hits a beeline, man. Then we're on, like, a straight, narrow path, and the fucking front passenger side tire just breaks down, dude. Just off. Off the fucking rim. Not completely off, but, like, hanging off. Mm. And we're on a flat road, dude. We're like, how did this happen? But
that's what I'm thinking right now, too.
But we know how it happened. This fool was roughing it up, dude. Like, what I'm talking about, like, I mean, usually when you go four by and you follow a trail. There was no trail. You know what I'm saying? Like, this fool was probably seeing, like, just darkness and lasers and lights. And
he was peeking, too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But then, so we stopped, dude. And, like, everybody's still, like, everybody's already accepted what's happened. Except for me. I was peeking. And I'm like, wait, what? What? Wait, why are we not moving? Like, you know what I mean? And then I fucking go to hop out to take a piss, dude. And it's, like, falling 5 miles down. Probably, like, a two-step fall, but. Dude, you fucking jump down, dude, and all you see is darkness. You're inebriated, dude. You're tripping. You're like, yeah, it was just a wall. I didn't even piss, dude. I hopped right back in the truck. I just fucking laid down on the back, man.
And it was bad.
It was bad. It was bad. Because at that moment, that's when it really sunk in. I was like, dude, we're far. We're so far from home. It's dark. We're far from civilization, period, dude. And I'm like, these fools are acting like everything's okay. That's one thing I kept saying. I was like, you keep fucking acting like everything's okay. Nothing's okay right now.
Like, This is not fine, man.
I was like, you guys are good, but nothing is good right now, dude. Like, because I was like peaking, dude. Like, I was hitting top pinnacle peak as soon as we broke down. Like, I was seeing, it was lasers, straight beautiful lasers flowing through the night, and then just poof, darkness. And I was like, oh, God. Oh, God.
This is fucked.
Fucking Lucifer's around the corner, dude. He's coming.
Like, and you were saying earlier, like, how, like, you were tripping, right? But then you forget, like, because you said, right, like, y'all were, you all just kind of camped out in the truck, right?
No, no. See, that's a weird, that was the weird thing about it, too, man. Trav, my cousin, he straight fucking just had, like a tent and one sleeping bag on deck. So he went and took the bitch out into the wilderness, fucking had a good old time.
Found a little spot.
Had a good old time, dude. And, you know, Uncle Johnny was sitting fucking passenger seat, and I'm in the back laying down, freaking my fucking nuts off. And I would just forget that he's there, dude. I would just straight up forget. And I'm fucking, I'm laying there, dude. And, like, it got so bad to the point where I'm like, all I want is my mom and dad, dude. Like, I just want to get the fuck out of here. Like, I just want to go home. Because I'm like, dude, we're stuck. We're in the I literally felt, dude, like I was probably like I was tripping so hard. I felt like I was in a black hole, dude. I was like, I'm never getting out of this. I'm going to die tonight. We're in danger. Like,
yeah.
It was just full happiness just fucking 180'd in a 0.2 seconds, dude. Just over with. And I'm freaking out in the back. And I'm like, forgetting that Uncle Johnny's there. And I'm like, these motherfuckers. Like, they just fucking left me, dude. Like, they shipwrecked and I'm fucking stuck in the cargo bay. I'm just fucking pissed, dude.
Fucking like fucking.
I keep yelling.
You're like Tom Hanks and fucking. What is
yeah, that? Wilson, dude. I'm just fucking screaming, dude. Like, not screaming, but I'm yelling, dude, for sure. Like, and one of the windows is open, so I know they heard me. Like, I'm just like, fuck you guys. And I would just keep forgetting, dude. My Uncle Johnny was in the passenger seat the whole time. And he'd go quiet. I'd be like, hey, leave me alone. He'd be like, I'm right here, Bubba. And I'm like, oh, dude, I fucking love you.
My thing is, so how did y'all get back to the city?
Oh, dude, it was a whole fucking thing. So the next day, you know, stone cold sober, waking up, just realizing that this is the shitty fucking shit that we're in. Because a part of me, like when I first woke up in the back, I was like, I saw daylight, and I was like, it's probably not that bad. Like, immediately, I knew the exact situation that was going on. As soon as I woke up, I was like, fuck. I was like, ah, we're probably good, dude. Like, you know, and then I hop out, dude, and I see the fucking tire off of the rim. And I'm like, ah, God, dude, we're fucking stuck.
And that's a shit, like, tire off of the rim? That's pretty fucking
yeah, dude. Fun. So, like, long story short, man, there was a bunch of fucking walking and dumb shit. We ended up having to flag down this car, which just so happened to be, like, the fucking stepbrother of the chick that we're chilling with.
Oh, my God.
So, he takes her down to go get her car. She comes back up, like, an hour and a half, grabs us. We go all the way fucking back down to town, dude. And at this point, I'm fucking done, dude. I'm over it. I want to go home. I just want to go home, dude. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I can't just bail out on these fools because they're determined to go back up and get the truck all in one fucking day. Like, doing all this, bro, we didn't get back to, like, chill till, like, 9 o'clock.
And plus, you probably have, like, scrambled brains because I've never taken shrooms, but from what I know is, like, well, I don't really know how hard you went on them, but, like, from what I know is, like, the next day, for the most part, you still kind of, like, scrambled brain. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, at least in the capacity that I take them, I've never experienced that. It's fucking, I think
it's just our fault.
No, dude, because like as soon as you start to like come down, you know it.
Because maybe it's just our father's in, because I know like with my dad, he's like, yeah, if like you go hard in shrooms, mm-hmm. or like mainly it's with LSD, but not so much.
I'll probably never do LSD.
But with like shrooms, I know that maybe it's just mainly with LSD, but I just know like if you take a psychedelic like hard enough,
yeah,
the next day you kind of still like you have like those like in and outs, like those little scrambled brains, like you're not kind of completely there.
Nah, man, I think the only thing I've really gotten from that is cocaine.
Maybe it's just LSD then, because my dad says like...
Well, yeah, because, well, no, LSD is like, all right, this is how I've been told, right? So shrooms is like beer, LSD is like liquor.
LSD is the concentrated of like, you're going to be in a mind state of just...
Yeah, like acid is liquor, shrooms are beer.
My dad told me too. He said like with shrooms,
kind of shrooms is like a, or no, acid is like a guaranteed 8 hours.
But he said, because I'm going based off, like, this is not like my personal, like I said, it's my father's, so it's like I'm just going off of his experience. And
he's done the biz.
He's been through the biz like multiple times, crazy amount of times, especially with your dad. Like, you know, we know that. But like he said, with acid, it's different. Like in the sense of like you think more.
Yeah.
With shrooms, it is way different. Like I heard with acid, it's like you're more in tune with everything that's around you.
That's what I've heard
too. And you're a real thankful person. Like you think of everything. Like you're just. You go into deep dives of things that you.
You still think of shit like that on shrooms, but I think on shrooms you're more antisocial.
Yeah.
Because if I'm on shrooms, bro, like if I'm not chilling with the same people that I started doing this with. And I see random, I'm like, oh, God, dude.
But I feel like it's different
person. I get mad social anxiety. I'm like, I cannot be around you.
I feel like it's different person to person, though, as well. But I feel like that's something that kind of does correlate with everyone. But I feel like it is different with person to person. And that's why I haven't done any of that shit, is because, you know me, like.
I don't think you could take it, dude.
I don't think I could either. I think I would get too much in my head space.
Yeah.
That would fuck up my high.
I think
you. And you know what sucks, though?
Yeah.
Is because I really do want to try that shit. Just to say, like, just to experience it, right?
I would microdose, man.
Maybe I should, because I really...
And I would... I'm talking, like, micro, because usually, like, I don't know. For me, like, I microdose. I take, like, 2 stems and a cap.
So, what do you think of me, like, a cap?
No, I'm talking, like, a stem. Like, one little, maybe, like, inch-long stem. That's it.
Yeah, because I heard the stems are the hardest than the caps.
Yeah, no, everybody thinks it's strong as fucking the caps.
No, it's the stems.
The stems get you.
That's what I was thinking, because it's like, you know what I mean, like, I'm a real lightweight, because all I really do...
I think if you ate, like, a little 1-inch long stem, though, dude, might eat some good.
Because that's my thing, is, like, I want to try this shit, but, like, you know me from the past, is, like...
No, yeah, but, I mean, but see, that's the thing, though, too, dude, because I know, like, how I think. I can be very emotional and sporadic sometimes, you know, and, like, my mind goes everywhere, like, while I'm sober, like, any little thing, like, you know, my head's always fucking, racing. And I was kind of always afraid to try shrooms. Yeah, that was like one thing with me and my ex. Like, she always wanted to try shrooms. And I was like, fuck, like, I don't know if we should do it together. We might end up arguing or some dumb shit. Like, you know what I mean? But, I mean, like, after I, like, it just took me to a point to be like, fuck it. You know what I mean? But I love them, dude. I really do. I think they are healthy. I think they're good for people. I think it's mind opening. And it's kind of like, you know, facing your fears a little bit.
And, I think it's funny that you say that too, though, because I remember last weekend when we chilled.
Yeah.
That one night, I remember we were drinking. You're all, I wouldn't mind microdosing right now. You're all, dude, like fucking.
Yeah, dude.
And then I remember my dad was like, we hit up Ty, and then we never did. You know, the night went on.
Oh, I was fucking plastered last weekend.
Oh, this was before this was like when you first got there.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah,
I got fucking plastered.
You know why? It's because we had good beers.
I didn't remember going home, dude.
We had good beers.
Nothing.
We had good beers. And you
I remember playing beer pong for a while, but I don't remember, like...
I don't know how often you drink these good alcoholic beers, though. That's why.
I do.
Like, often? Often?
For the most part.
Because usually you're not like that. I would assume it was just because they were high.
Well,
I was drinking,
like, before, too, though.
Oh.
I got pretty faded before that.
Okay.
I honestly didn't think we were going to end up chilling that night, because it was getting so late. So I was like, fuck, dude. Like, I'm just going to get buzzed no matter what.
What's the last thing you, in your mind, can recollect from that night?
Well, I remember going through a bunch of beer pong rounds.
Definitely, yep.
But I don't remember the last match. I just remember beer pong. Like, that's where, like, it ended off. Like, we probably got, like, at least 6 matches in.
And you know what's funny is I was in every match except one.
Yeah.
And then at the end, right? Beer pong died down. We went into the living room, and then we started bullshitting.
I remember getting the Uber, because I remember, like, I didn't mean to get it because it was $40, but I accidentally already pushed it, and I was like, fuck.
I honestly didn't even want you to dip, because I was still trying to, like...
No, I shouldn't have dipped. I should have just crashed.
I was still trying to chill and party. Like, even Desiree was like, I thought this was an all-weekend thing. She was like, well, I hope he doesn't try to come back or, like, try to have us pick him up, because it's like, we're already, like, here.
Yeah, no, dude, I was just fucking, and see, like, that's how you know the good blackout me is, like, I gotta go home and go to bed. You know what I mean? That's, like, the good blackout me. I'm like, I need my bed.
That's, like, you at, like, you're in your most, like,
That's my most responsible blackout me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta go, dude.
Because
I
gotta sleep. You spent $40 on Uber, but you...
But I could have just slept.
Yeah.
You know, like, that did piss me off. Because I do remember doing that. I do remember accidentally hitting okay on the $40 Uber. And then I remember being like, oh, fuck.
No, the only thing that got me was, like, you spending $40. Because I was pissed off that you spent $40. I was like...
No, I remember too, and I didn't mean to, and it actually ended up fucking me later on. Yeah. But like, I remember, dude, I was like, fuck. Like, I remember being in the moment. I was just so faded, dude. Like, you know, like when you have those faded times where you're like, you know, you fucked up. You're like, I can't save myself right now. But like, I probably could have canceled, but you know what I mean. But I was just so faded. I was like, I don't even know where to touch for that shit. Plus,
you probably really want to come home and sleep in your bed.
Well, I mean, that's like what. Most of the time, that's what blackout me does.
But the weekend before that, you slept on the couch.
No, yeah, see, that's what, like, fucked me up the next day. Remember, I hit you up, and I was like, was that good? Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, you're fine. You're good.
That's why I was tripping. I was like, why am I here? I was like, I could have just went to bed.
We were literally vibing, and you were looking up Ubers, and then you were like, I guess I'm spending $40 to go home. And I was like, that was the only thing. I mean, it wasn't even that you're like, all right, part of it was.
I was just so faded. I was like,
part of it was you're going home because I was like, fuck, my homeboy's going home and this party's going to die.
Yeah.
But I actually ended up staying up like 2 hours of bullshit with my dad.
I should have just stayed though, dude.
No, you should have. For sure.
I was just fucking him. I was just in my blackout mode. Like, another rescue.
But the majority of the part that pissed me off was I was like, did this motherfucker really spend $40 to go home? I was like, dude, if you would have just crashed on the couch.
Yeah, no, dude, it took me a minute to figure it out, too. Like, the next day, I was like, did I really spend $40?
Because, dude, I bought more beer the next day.
Yeah, no, nah, so I should have, like, just stayed, and it would have been fine.
So, like, dude, had you, like, crashed out and stayed the next day, I would have paid for beer again.
You know what's fucked up, too, is the next day, like, I woke up, like, mad early. I woke up at, like, 8, dude.
Yeah.
And I felt like shit. And I was like, dude, if I would have just stayed, I wouldn't have woke up till, like, fucking 11 or 12. We'd be getting beer right now, just chilling. But instead, I'm laying here feeling fucking... It's terrible.
No, and that's what I was thinking about, because I thought it was gonna be an all weekend thing.
Yeah, it should have been.
And you could have got a ride home like for free.
Yeah, dude. No, it was stupid drunkenness. It happens, but, man.
It happens, exactly. That's what I thought too.
But that's like funny, because it's like it's either I'm wilding when I black out, or I'm like, fuck, I need to go home. And it's weird because, like, I always freak out. Like, anyway, from blackouts, dude, you're always going to wake up like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
you know what blackouts I mean? Happen. You know what's weird is, I remember me and you, like, you know what's weird is, I don't know if this is from us drinking for so long or if this is something from just age.
Yeah.
Because we started drinking at a young age.
Big time.
I say, like, all right, because I don't know if you remember the age. I say, like,
12.
Fairly 13.
12 for me.
I say 13. And I'm younger than you, so maybe 11. But I'm talking about, like, every weekend. Or not every weekend, but, like, it's a norm.
When it started becoming a norm, yeah, you were probably 13. I was 14.
All right, think about it. The drinking age is 21. That's 8 to 7 years before the actual age of legal motherfucking drinking.
Veterans.
You know what I mean? And I think that's why by the time we were 16, remember, we were hanging out with 16-year-olds our same age, and...
They're fucking pussies, bro.
Three beers.
Fucking lightweights.
Dude. Three beers, and they're like...
Dude, remember, we used to be, like, mad fucking known for just hounding people, dude.
We were the
bad influences of parties, yeah. Dude. We're like, you're not drinking? Fucking sack up, dude.
Everywhere we went.
Fucking sack up, dude.
Everywhere
slam we it. Went. No, slam it right now. No, yeah, slam no, all slam, of it.
Yeah, all
no,
of
we'd,
it.
We'd grab the beer and be like, no, you're not done.
Yeah, we would. We'd be like... Cause they
push
would,
it down their throat. We'd be like, nah, dude, slam that shit. You're not done, bro.
We were borderline...
You are not done.
We were borderline douches, but...
Straight up.
It was just because we were so just...
Every party needs that aspect, though. You need
a
the
little bit.
You need the douche who's like, dude, fucking send it.
You need a little bit of encouragement. You know, you need a little bit of an urgency to drink, because if you don't...
Dude, but like for like a good little streak, dude, we were straight like peer pressuring the shit out of people.
A lot of people.
Older people too.
Older people.
Like up to 5 years older.
I remember
we were like 14-year-olds like, you're not going to slam it, you fucking pussy.
Yeah, and I remember them testing me too, being like, well, are you going to slam your
beer? Are you going to slam it?
And then
like, I'll fucking slam it quicker than you.
Because you know me, in my heyday, I can slam fucking beer. I can slam fucking beer.
Crazy. I don't understand how people do it. I think it's just my fucking... I have, like, a gag reflex. kind of.
It kind of slows you down a little
bit. Like, I can't really, like, slam it. Like, I can slam beer, but, like, when I take shots, I have to drink it like I'm drinking water. Like, just gulp, gulp.
But when, like, it comes to beer, like, I remember back then, though, like, people, like, testing me, like, well, because I test them.
You right? think you big, youngster? You think you big? You're like, yeah, motherfucker, you think you big?
And that's why I slammed the beer, right? Mm-hmm. All right, check it out. I remember going to a party with Desiree, right?
Yeah.
People all our same age. Slam. I don't know none of these people. But Desiree, Desiree knows them. I challenged the motherfucker, right? At the goddamn thing, right?
Or, hell yeah.
You know what's funny? No. I take this back. I didn't even challenge him. I just told him, hey, slam your beer. And he's all, you want a race? And I was like, no, I just said slam your beer. But we could just slam a beer. I was like, you want to slam a beer? And he's like, yeah, we could. Or he's like, do you want a race? So I was like, I don't know. I was like, let's do it. You know what I mean? Let's go. I was like, you want a race? Fuck it, let's go.
Fucking send it, boy.
So, I was like, all right. And so, like, they all pulled out the cameras and shit, and I shrilled them. It was Miller's.
Miller's?
Back in our heyday?
Miller's are going down easy, boy.
I shrilled them.
Do you remember back when they were, like, $5 a pack?
No, I shrilled them. And the person who, you know what's funny is, I don't even get why he said this, because he's white, too. Because the person who owned the house was white.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember he was like, he's all, this motherfucking white boy just smoked your ass, son.
Like, oh, he wiggered out on you.
A little bit.
He wiggered out.
But it kind of gave me confidence, too, because everyone was just like, oh, like, because I think he was a Mexican homie. But, like, they were just like, they were both baffled.
This boy can slam.
But yeah, because for one, they didn't know me, and they knew Desiree. And they were just, they didn't really know who I was.
Yeah, so you became, like, the shine of the party for a little bit.
Yeah, so on top of that, to be able to shrill. And I kept drinking, too. I kept drinking, and I was cool. And, like I could have stayed the night, but I didn't, because Desiree got faded, and her mom picked her up or whatever. And I was like, well,
I'm a dip.
Like an hour later.
Yeah.
But they fucked with me, and I fucked with them. And some of them still even talk to me to this day. It's crazy.
That's what's up.
They kind of hit me up to see, like, where I'm at in life, and I just tell them whatever. But, and it's kind of crazy.
God, dude, I'm loving your fucking shirt, dude.
This fucking Metallica shirt?
I just love the pattern, dude.
The fucking tie-dye.
The tie-dye is sick. Because
it's purple, black, and blue, and it's just, it's fucking
lit. And it goes with the logo. I'm sick with it, dude. I'm about to hit up Fashion Nova, bro. Fashion Nova, you're going to fucking see me soon,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, Fashion Nova, man. Like, they, don't hate on it, man.
I'm not, dude. I'm about to play the game.
I'm talking about other people, because, like, I know, like, for a while.
A lot of people hating on them.
No, because a lot of people were hating on me, right? Like, because back in the day, I used to shop at, like Forever 21 Men's.
Forever 21's with the shit, though.
And I'm not saying, like, all their shit is good.
Nah, but they're, like, with the shit.
They got some shit. Like, I bought
They got a little bit of everything for everybody.
That AC/DC long sleeve that I have.
Yeah.
That's
the sweater.
And also, tie-dye.
Yeah.
It's fucking badass, right?
The gym
right?
sweater. You still got that?
I still got that.
Boy, don't ever stop rocking.
But it's badass, right?
Yeah.
And see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
still badass.
Like, don't hate on something because of where it came from, motherfucker. Like,
yeah, nah, look, dude. I don't know what it is, dude. Like, lately, I'm on a fucking big tie-dye thing.
It's fucking lit, dude.
I'm like, lately, dude, like, I'm not buying a shirtless.
You know what's crazy is they always, you know what's funny is they say that, like, old trends always come back.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it funny how it is? Like, how shit that our parents, like, when they grew up, their shit's coming back. Mm-hmm. It's weird, dude. It trips me out.
It always comes back,
because
though,
like, before I was like, oh, no, it's bullshit. Y'all boomers. Whatever, right? You know what I mean? But they right. You know what I mean? The shit's coming back. Because, like, dude, I wear this tie-dye shirt. Like, this Metallica shirt I got on. I'm like, dude, this tie-dye is the shit.
It's fucking sick.
That's what I'm saying, man. So, you know, maybe there is some truth to the fact that, like, certain things come back in a certain generation. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it comes and goes. Yeah. I think shit like that's always going to happen. You want to see this tie-dye shirt I made? Out of a black tee? Bro.
Ooh, yeah.
Look at that shit.
I wish the viewers could see it, but damn, black
they will.
And, like,
got the pocket with it. That's my black shirt. It's just the same logo. It's just black.
Nah, it's cool.
It's the one I got on the music video. That's what I did to it.
Oh, if the viewers don't know the music video, what is the music video?
The music video, bro. Waves. It's to my song Waves. It's too stony. It's TOOSTONY Waves. It's at 628 views right now on YouTube. But we're coming up on the last second, so you want to plug anything?
Ill Mind of Shiloh on Instagram.
Hey, get there for everything this fool doing. My Instagram, Too Stony for You, TOOSTONY, 4, letter U. You know what it is. I post up there about the podcast, about my music, about everything I'm really doing, really. And pretty soon gonna have the fucking page for the cast. Don't worry.
And are we doing part three to this, or?
That's, no, probably not. We're getting late.
We're getting late.
We're getting a little late.
Getting late.